Now, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, welcome to the program once again.
Thank you, Robert.
As we've heard, the banks are saying that this is about politics, not economics, that banks who've paid back their TARP money or never took any TARP money are going to be taxed along with the other banks. What do you say to that?
We're doing what is fair and what is just, what is economically sensible, and what we have a legal obligation to do, which is to make sure that we hold the American people harmless from the cost of the financial crisis and that we collect back from the financial industry that benefited from the financial rescue the ultimate costs of what it took to solve this crisis. That's a sensible, fair thing to do.
What do you say then to a bank which says we never took any TARP money, so we haven't benefited from this?
Well, you know, this is designed to apply to the largest financial institutions in the country that benefited most directly from the rescue, and that to us seemed a sensible way to do it. You know, we're doing it in a way that effectively puts a tax on leverage so that it'll help disincent some of the risky practices that caused the crisis. And we designed it carefully to reduce the risk it has any impact on lending. And we think this is the best way to do it.
There's one reading of this, which is that it's an effort, this tax is an effort to blunt the impression that the administration has been too close to Wall Street, too soft on Wall Street. Is that part of what's happening today?
No, it's not. I mean, again, the law that was passed to authorize the financial rescue put an obligation on the president to propose a way to recoup the cost of the crisis, and that's what we're doing.
Now, $90 billion, say, over 10 years is a lot of money. But this year, three big banks are expected to spend almost $50 billion in bonuses. So that makes it sound perhaps like no more than a nuisance tax.
No, this is a very substantial fee. But again, the size is determined by what a conservative estimate of total losses might be. That's what decides the ultimate cost. So, Robert, we're just trying to meet that basic obligation in a way that is fair, makes sense, is good economic policy, and is basically just.
What about bonuses, though? If this fee is imposed, and come next January, we see bank bonuses just as big as this year, would that suggest to you that this has not done the job, or could that happen, and could the fee still be working?
Look, this fee is not designed to address that problem. And as you know, our financial system's got a lot of problems in the basic design of the rules, and we are going to have to fix that. And that's why it's so important that we pass financial reform that puts in place much stronger constraints on banks taking risks, that protects the consumers and investors for the kind of behavior that caused so much damage, and reduces the risk we ever again face a crisis like this.
But aren't you at all concerned about at least the appearances of bonuses that seem to show that the banks that received help from the federal government don't get it?
Look, I think what's happening on the bonus front is deeply troubling, and I think it is causing enormous damage to basic trust and confidence in the people running our financial institutions. And I think it is very important as part of financial reform, creating a more stable system, is that these institutions are forced to change those practices, and we're going to work very hard to do that. But our basic obligation, again, is to make sure we pass strong reforms, put cops back on the street enforcing those rules, so that we never again put the country in the position of facing something this damaging.
You're satisfied that the bill that's moving through the Senate
qualifies
as a strong reform?
I think that what passed that, I think, is a very strong set of reforms, and I know Chairman Dodd is working very hard to build on that progress, and I think we have a very good chance at getting strong reforms in place, and we're going to fight very hard to make that happen. You know, again, this is a just war. It's a necessary war for the American people.
Now, there's another matter I want to ask you about that goes back to your time as president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and that's been in the news quite a bit lately. It's about AIG. AIG received a huge bailout from the Federal Reserve. Financial institutions that it owed money to were getting 100 cents on the dollar instead of having to settle for much less than that, as if AIG were in bankruptcy. So two questions. First, was the Fed standing up AIG so as to spare Goldman Sachs, Societe Generale, Deutsche Bank, the consequences of very risky decisions they had made? And second, did the New York Fed, and did you have anything to do with telling AIG to keep details of those transactions secret?
No on the first. If the government had not stepped in to act to prevent the failure of AIG, this crisis would have been much more damaging. And I believe we did it in a way that ultimately will cost the government much less money than the alternatives. And I think we made the basic test of doing it in a way that was going to provide the best basic return for the American people. In fact, on the specific transaction the Fed was involved in, it's almost certain the Fed will actually make money in that transaction.
Then why wasn't the word to AIG, go ahead and be as public about it as you would in any other filing?
No, I understand. So on your second question, I had no involvement, and because I'd already been appointed, or at least my appointment to this job had been announced, I had no involvement in that basic decision.
You're saying you had recused yourself from dealing with AIG at that point?
I was recused from dealing with AIG and had no involvement in the decision about what to disclose when. But the Fed has disclosed all the information about what counterparties get, I think appropriately. And, of course, I will work very closely with the Congress to make sure they have the information necessary that people can look and evaluate the judgments we made with the benefit of hindsight, but these are consequences. Mm-hmm. But I think overall it's important for people to recognize that what we did was necessary, even though it was offensive. I think we did it in a way that was least cost to the taxpayer.
But with the benefit of hindsight, would you look back at AIG? Why not say that AIG, a huge insurance company, was as imprudent with risk as General Motors was bad at making and selling cars? So if they owed you money, sorry, guys, but you'll have to settle for something less than 100 cents on the dollar, and it'll keep them
Robert,
alive.
Robert, if that had been possible, of course we'd have done that. But the basic, you know, this is a tragic failure of our system. The basic problem is, for a financial institution like AIG, bankruptcy was untenable.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
Thank you, Robert.